人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
亲爱的听众朋友们，晚上好，欢迎收听西雅图中文电台每周三的美国故事栏目，我是小袁。今天我们非常有幸的请到我们西雅图华人社区的两位重要的人士啊，他们分别是谭亚武还有 Gary Lee 啊，欢迎两位。
Good evening, welcome to Chinese Radio Seattle every Wednesday night American Story. Tonight we are very honored to have two guests with us, Tanya Wu and Gary Lee.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
请两位给我们简单的自我介绍一下好吗？就是你们是出生在美国吗？还是哪年到美国的？然后现在从事什么样的工作
？Okay, would you please both of you give us a brief, give our audience a brief introduction about yourself, like when you come to America or you were born here, and what do you do now?
Go ahead, Tanya.
Great, I'll go first. My name is Tanya Wu, and my family has been here in America since the late 1800s, 1890s. But because of the Chinese Exclusion Act, I am first generation because none of the females in my family could immigrate here to the U.S. until recently. So I am the first one born here. And I currently, my family owns the Louisa Hotel in the Chinatown International District, and I volunteer for the Chinatown International District Community Watch.
Tanya 告诉我，他的 家族呢跟美国其实很早就有渊源，在19世纪1890年、那个19世纪90年代就有渊源，可是呢由于排华法案，所以呢他家族里的女性一直不能移民来美国，所以呢他是第一位在他们家族中出生在美国的女性。那么他现在呢他们家族拥有Louisa Hotel 这个产业，那么他呢在他们家族这个产业当中呢做一些义务帮忙，那他也是中国城的国际区的观察员。 Thank you. I'm Gary Lee, please.
I am Gary Lee and I was born here and I was born in California and moved up to Seattle, Washington about 30 years ago.
好，那 Gary 告诉我们呢他是出生在美国，他出生在加州，在三十多年前呢他从加州移民就是搬来了华盛顿州。
Anything more about yourself, Gary?
Let's see, I joined the Seattle Block Watch in Chinatown about 2 years ago and started walking around there to try to make the Chinatown feel a little bit safer because I was concerned that things were looking scary down there.So I've been down there, walking in the Chinatown Block Watch for about 2 years now.
好，那两年前呢，他觉得在中国城，就是西雅图的唐人街那个社区呢，有一些不安全的隐患，所以呢，他就加入了街区、街道、社区的观察员这个组织。那么这两年呢，他也经常在唐人街的街区啊，就是进行步行观察，看看保证地区的安全。
So we are both we both patrol the Chinatown International District, but our groups are very different. But even despite our differences, we've come together because we have a very serious issue that we're facing.
那么Tanya 说呢，他和 Gary 两个人呢，他们是就是在中国城的不同的这个巡逻这个组小组当中的一员，他们的组员呢虽然很不一样，就是组员的这个成分啊很这个组成的很不一样，但是呢他们都共同的非常关注这个安全的问题，因为现在真的是面对的比较严重的挑战。
我们知道九月八号在中国城有一个集会游行，就是抗议金县政府在西雅图中国城附近就是扩大新建了那个无家可归者的庇护所，所以你们能不能讲一讲就是为什么就是金县政府扩大新建这些无家可归者的庇护所对中国城会有比较大的负面影响。
Okay, we all know on September 8th, we had a gathering protesting the King County government, the plan to make the homeless shelter in Chinatown, make it even bigger. So could you explain to us what is the negative impact to people who live in Chinatown?
Well, first off, this big megaplex shelter was approved in May, but no one told us. No one told us in Chinatown, no one told us in the International District that it was coming in, and it was approved without anyone telling us. There was no community outreach, there was no engagement. And so we feel like that was an example of systemic racism, because they made decisions without consulting us, without telling us what was going on. We just learned about this a couple of weeks ago.
他说呢，这个政府的这项议案呢，其实在5月份已经通过批准了。可是呢，一直到几个星期前，他们才听说。那么在整个的这个法案的提交批准的过程当中，从来没有人去征求当地居民的意见，告诉他们，这个决定正在执行当，做出当中。而直接就是来告知他们这个结果。那么他尼亚认为这个决定呢是非常种族主义性质的，因为从来没有人征求过华人社区的意见。
We already have about, is it 15 shelters already within 1 mile of Chinatown? And we're overburdened, we're overwhelmed. And the reason why Gary and I walk is because there are no services. There's not very much protection. The city and SPD is overwhelmed and understaffed. And so we are doing what we can to help with protecting Chinatown.
Okay. Tanya, excuse me. Did you say there has been 15 or 5 shelters already?
Oh, 15.
Okay, thank you. Tanya 说呢，在中国城呢，已经有15个无家可归人的。 庇护所了，他们发现呢，这些庇护所普遍的就没有提供配套的服务，也没有什么保护的措施，而西雅图的警察局呢，也是非常的忙碌，各种事情应很多的事应没有忙不过来的事情，所以他们很难保证这个社区这么安全的情况。
And so it's been a rough 2 years. The businesses are really struggling. We had to face racism with the pandemic and the anti-Asian hate, and our elders are fearful, and after 4 o'clock, no one comes out. Everyone is so afraid.
他说，过去2年来呢，中国城这个经历了非常困难的挣扎的一个时期，又有疫情，又有种族主义，这个歧视，还有一些仇亚、仇视亚裔的一些活动，还有他们这个老人都感到非常害怕。下午4点以后就没有老人敢出门了。
And Gary, do you want to talk about what you're seeing when you're walking out in the streets? Sure. So what we're seeing out in the streets already with the 15 shelters and more in the vicinity is that there are so many drug addicts and drug dealers and people who are taking drugs on the street and people that are breaking into cars already. And this is already without that shelter that they're proposing to put in.
那作为街上街区的观察员呢 ，Gary 他说，他在巡逻的时候呢，发现就在这15个无家可归人的庇护所附近呢，就是有很多吸毒的人，有很多贩毒的人。那街上都有人在那儿吸毒，还有人呢把砸车抢汽车里面的东西。那他说，这些都没有任何的保护，就是说安全保护措施。So
the businesses are really struggling, and the navigation center that's in Little Saigon, we're seeing its negative impacts right away with the open air drug market. There's a big encampment across the street. The Indian Health Center across the street put up a fence because they were afraid of bullets and they're afraid of needles. And so when the shelter that's in place right now, the 265 that's across the street from Chinatown in Soto, before that shelter happened, that place was didn't have any problems. But once that shelter came in, we're seeing encampments right outside. We're seeing more needles. We're seeing drug dealers going where their clients are. Most of the time, it's not the in-house that's the problem. It's the people who prey on them or take advantage of them.
他说这个两年呢真的是非常的挣扎，那么在这个无家可归的他这个庇护所附近呢有很多，还有一个这个买卖毒品的一个交易市场，那么附近的印度社区啊，他们就是对面的印度社区，他们造起了篱笆，因为他们怕榴弹飞来，就是子弹飞过来，所以他们造起了栅栏啊，来挡住这个保护自己的社区。那么在2065号，就是中国城这个 SODO 社区呢，本来那里是非常安全的，可是自从这些庇护所来到了这里以后呢，就是毒品啊，地上都有针孔啊，就是非常的不安全。
So like we are the center for the forgotten people. You go down to the Chinatown International District and there are just people sleeping in doorways and just doing drugs. And it's very heartbreaking.
他说在这个西雅图那个这个遗忘的人这个地标附近呢，那里就是有，你会看到一些无家可归的人就睡在别人的门口这个过道上，很吓人。
We also have the highest homicide rate in all of Seattle. And the Seattle Police Department is understaffed and they're overwhelmed and they can only come to priority one calls. And so we feel like King County is putting in this big megaplex facility and expecting Seattle to provide resources that they do not have. And we're very concerned because we are already seeing this lack of resources already.
他说中国城呢已经是西雅图自杀率最高的一个
homicide 凶杀案。
凶杀案最高的一个社区了。那么现在呢就是警察局呢也是人手不够应付不过来。那么他现在政府金县政府又要在这里扩大这个庇护所，他们也没有提供相应的就是措施让我们来增强保护。所以他看到了这个危机非常的大。
So we demand, you know, we're demanding a moratorium so that the community engagement and outreach can be properly done. And so the voices of the people in Chinatown can be heard and respected.
那他们的诉求呢，他们就是要求有更多的就是能够让中国社区的就是华人社区的声音能够被听到，能够要求有更多的保护措施。
这个感谢Tanya 跟 Gary 给我们介绍这个情况啊，然后我们听到这个情况也知道非常的痛心，而且非常的紧急。现在你们知不知道现在有什么进展？因为从9月8日到现在，就是有没有什么渠道能够让金县政府能够重新考虑这个问题吗？
Thank you, Tanya and Gary. Thank you for sharing the situation to us. And we feel very sorry and we really feel it's a very urgent situation. So we would like to know, is there any progress after September 8th, the protest? Is there any progress we can share with our audience?
Well, we met with some of the representatives from Joe McDermott, Dal Constantine, Tim Morales, Bruce Harrell, and from the King County Regional Homeless Authority, Leo Floor, as well as a few other representatives from the city and the county. We met with them and talked about the situation, and we asked if there could be a moratorium so that we could do outreach and engagement, and they said no. And so we asked for a work group to be put together to talk about these issues and come up with solutions. And so going forward, our next meeting is on the 28th to go on a site visit.
那他说9月8号以后呢，我们跟金县的一些政府代表，一些这个无家可归人士这个政策方面的权威人士进行了交谈，也跟金县的执行官Constantine 进行了交谈。那么我们的要求呢，就是让我们有更多的能够参与到其中，要有更多的资源。那么他们说这个是不行。现在呢，我们要求就是能够成立这样一个工作小组来推进我们的诉求和工作。那下一个安排呢，就是在9月28号，我们会一起去现场做一个观察。
at the same time, we asked for community outreach. We asked that they please talk like in translated materials in Cantonese and Mandarin and all the different languages. And that has not been done yet. And that's what we're demanding. And this facility still is planned to open this fall and bring in more people to the neighborhood. And we're very concerned because none of our concerns have been addressed.
他说我们呢要求我们的要求呢是能够让我们的社区成员有更多的发言的机会，了解这件事情，所以我们要求一些资料都被翻译成我们本地社区人的这个母语，比方说翻译成中文、广东、粤语，翻译成越南语，但是这些方便社区成员参与的这样一些诉求都没有现在都还没有被同意或者完成。那么今年呢， 秋天政府这个计划呢，仍然是要扩大这个庇护所，让更多的无家可归的人搬到这里，所以我们非常的忧心啊，这个焦虑。In
the meantime, we are planning some protests and some rallies at City Hall and at the King County offices.
同时呢，我们还组织了一些抗议活动，一些游行活动，就在金县的这个市政府办公室附近。
And we're hoping many people show up to these rallies to show support for Chinatown.
那我们希望有更多的人，我们也帮助更多的人能够在这个游行当中能够走出来，来支持我们的中国城。我们事先也知道一些，就是两位的介绍，在就是无家可归者的，就是那个庇护所被扩建之后。 有很多的像治安问题，包括贩毒啊，还有就是那个妓女啊什么，这种就是对这个社会风气啊，对那个社区的公共安全都有很大的威胁。那就是这两个方面是不是比较大的一些，就是大家就是中国城的居民比较担心的问题？
We knew that after the government wants to expand the Chinese, expand the homeless shelter in Chinatown, and we noticed the public security concerns, drug and prostitute. So are those two main aspects that the most local residents are concerned about?
I agree, and garbage, and it's everything, and people are afraid to go to Seattle Chinatown. It's people from all over the world travel here to see the Panama Hotel, to see all the different buildings and the gate, and they're people are afraid to come anymore because they come here and they see all the homeless and the drug dealers, and it's a huge concern, and businesses are really struggling, and they're asking for help these last 2 years during the pandemic and haven't received it. And so we are hoping that King County can help provide resources and help to the community if they do put this shelter in place.
那他说呢，除了这个毒品和妓女这两个问题，他很同意啊，这是两个很主要的问题。还有一个就是垃圾泛滥的问题。那本来呢，游客这个全世界游客来到西雅图就会很高兴的去愿意去看一下中国城的一些标志性的建筑、一些门牌啊什么。可是现在他们都不敢来，因为他们一来就会看到垃圾遍地，还有很不安全，所以他们看到了那些情况非常不安全，所以他们会很害怕。那这也是我们一个巨大的担心的一个地方，所以我们向政府求助，如果你们这个政府坚持要把无家可归的庇护所在中国城继续扩大的话，那我们请求你们给我们资源来帮我们保护这里的安全。好，我们先进一下广告，广告之后回来，再
Okay. break. This is Alternative Talk 1158 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上10点整。
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3。
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
您上一次访问您居住的城市是什么时候？您可以在西雅图市中心的62号码头找到一切，这是自然和社区相遇的地方。从节日和音乐到上课和表演，这一切都发生在西雅图的62号码头。加入我们，再次发现您的城市。夏天到了，去62号码头看看，因为那里的夏天更加美丽。请访问 waterfrontparkseattle.org 了解更多活动信息。
热烈祝贺！
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 西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文地带，
西雅图中文电台，
西雅图中文电台，
开播10周年。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台每周三的美国故事栏目的节目现场。今天我非常高兴的请到我们西雅图华人社区的两位，就是观察者啊，就是中国城的，然后他们分别是天涯雾跟 Gary Lee， 他们也非常关心我们西雅图中国城国际区的那个社会安全啊，还有就是各种公共政策对居民的生活的影响。那么现在我们金县的议会5月份通过了一个决议，就是将要扩大新建无家可归者的庇护所。那么主要社区是在西雅图的 SoDo， 那么 SoDo 跟西雅图中国城国际区其实非常的近，就一个 mile 就到了，实际上就在中国城的附近。那么这些无家可归者的营地，就是庇护所扩大新建之后，就带来了很多很多的治安啊，还有其他的问题。那么最终可能就是让人家不管是就是卖淫嫖娼这种社会比较阴暗的一些现象带到中国城，然后还有就是特别是贩毒这种就是犯罪活动，就是增加了。以前中国城是比较安全的，那么现在有了这个无家可归者的庇护所的新建之后，就是特别是小西拱，就是这个地方都是成了毒品交易的一个聚集的地方，就非常可怕。还有针头啊各种东西，就是街上到处都是的话，就会让一个西雅图中国城变成一个大家不愿意去的地方，害怕去的地方，所以对中国城的打击是非常，可以说是非常致命的。我们非常感谢包括天涯跟 Gary 这样的人士来关心我们这个中国城国际区的安危啊，就是然后就是我们还想就这个问题继续讨论，就是就是现在我们有没有什么就是政府出台这个政策，但是在这种情况下我们有没有什么相对应的办法，就是说这些营地如果不在这里能不能有没有可能去别的地方，那么如果不能改变这个事实的话，有没有可能跟政府合作能够让这个情况变得更加的可以忍受一点。
So the host just briefly introduced the situation, the Chinatown people there, they are facing and the struggling they are having and the concerns they are having. So his question is it a possibility that for the government can change their decision or move the homeless shelter to a different place? Or if it can't be, or if it's impossible, is it possible for us to cooperate with the government and to make the Chinatown safe after it's expanded and opened the larger location?
Well, we are looking at all the possibilities. We are looking at it to see if we could stop it first, especially with the city of Seattle. There are no permits in place for this facility. SDCI and DON in Seattle have not seen any permits or any outreach plans. Nothing has come through their offices. And so we've been asking, how is this facility allowed to open without the proper permits? Gary's been looking at the zoning, and the zoning is not correct. It's an industrial zone. They're opening up a residential facility there. So we're looking at if there's any way we can stop it or at least minimize it. So trying to figure out if there's any negotiation in terms of the pallet shelters or the RVs or its expansion. That shelter kind of snuck in during the pandemic. It wasn't there before the pandemic. They put it in. It was supposed to be a temporary shelter, and which is fastly becoming permanent.
他说，首先呢，他们在寻求这种可能性，就是能够阻止无家可归的这个庇护所在这里扩建的这种可能性。那么他们调查下来呢，发现没有任何的许可，只得到批准，就是没有一个计划，没有一个事先经过一个正常手续批准。那么这项议案是如何获得通过的呢？那么相关的这个各个部分的人party 的人都没有通过，怎么会可以被允许通过这样一个？而且呢 ，Gary 也发现他的地区的划分也不是很对，他已经划进了一些居民区。那么另外呢，这些房车啊，还有这些一些，就是他们有一个计划要把多少房车放进去，多少小就是无家可归人士这个居住的迷你房子放在那里，那么他们就在跟政府的在那里这个协商谈判，看看有没有可能减少或者说是取消他们的继续在这里扩建。因为这些 homeless 人住在那里本来就是过去两年由于疫情是一个暂时，他们就没有经过允许就悄悄地潜入了，本来是一个临时的，等到疫情过去呢，这里原来是没有无家可归的人住的地方，现在也就住在那里，而他们要变成一个永久的。所以他们在寻求这里面有没有从法律上讲有没有可能跟政府就是在进行谈判，先寻求阻止这个事情的发生的可能性。
And then if we can't stop it, we definitely want to see we canminimize its expansion. And the reason why we're hoping to unite Chinatown and try to get everyone to say something, to voice their opinions, to contact the city, contact the council, try to have people just be active, because I feel like they're taking advantage of us because we are so polite and we don't speak up sometimes.They think that, you know, we won't say anything or do anything, but we have to show that we are resilient and that we are strong and that we demand that they talk to us. So if it's possible, we can work together to mitigate some of the negative impacts that may happen to the community.
那么如果我们不能阻止这件事情的发生呢，那我们要尽我们最大的努力来最小化这个扩建，就是让扩建变得最小。那么我们希望团结每一个人，让大家都能发出去声音，发出声音，能够跟议会、跟市政府联系。因为我认为他们在利用我们中国文化或者亚洲文化当中的礼貌，因为我们不太愿意惹麻烦、起冲突，所以他们就是在利用我们这种这个礼貌，来达到他们的目的。那我希望呢，我们也能够向政府显示我们是很团结、很坚强、很坚韧的，我们有我们的诉求，希望政府能够跟我们合作，一起来实现这个安全的这个诉求。
Currently, we are looking for an attorney to do some litigation. We're looking for somebody who will do it for free, hopefully, if not cheap, cheaply. So we would like to have somebody help us to file a lawsuit to stop what they're doing if they can, or to at least slow it down so we have time to get more facts and to understand what all the laws that they might be breaking, and just to see where they are. Anything that we can do to slow this down, because they're trying to do it as fast as they can.
那同时呢，我们现在还在聘请一位律师来进行一些法律上的工作，来希望能够从法律上能够来提起一个诉讼啊，或者怎么样来停止政府的这件事情，或者最少呢也要尽量的减慢。那由于资金问题，我们希望这个律师啊能够是义务的为我们工作，或者说收比较低的价格。那么希望能够我们的。就是最大的我们的愿望，就是我们要尽最大的努力把这件事情呢减慢，因为现在政府正在想要做就越快越好的把它扩建出来。那么如果这件事情的进程能够减慢呢，就会给我们时间去收集更多的事实，看在法律上能不能找出他们的什么破绽来阻止这件事情的发生。
We might have to start a GoFundMe page if we find an attorney that we have to pay and we need some money, so.Keep your eyes open for that.
我们有可能需要开一个就是募款的募捐的募资的这样的一个网站，因为如果这位律师需要我们付费的话呢，我们需要大家的支持，所以请大家注意，到时候如果需要的话，我们会开这样一个网站，就是 GoFundMe 募捐的网站。
我很想知道，就是刚刚两位已经提到了一些啊，就是我们。西雅图的华人不管是不是住在西雅图，也不管是不是住在中国城里面或者附近，还是西雅图周边的我们这个华人能够做些什么，就是有没有具体可行的就是事情可以做，就要去一起行动起来来阻止这个事情发生。
So I know, We really want to know Chinese people live, no matter they live in the Seattle city or Chinatown, or they don't live right in Chinatown, they just live nearby. What can we do? What can we act practically to, you know, put our effort together to try to stop this thing?
Chinatown is symbolic. It's the cultural heart for all of our activities. And...We need to protect Chinatown and save Chinatown. And if we don't, it's slowly going to disappear. It's going to change. And so we are definitely going to go to Seattle City Hall to protest on the 20th and then to King County meetings on the 27th. And then on the 28th, we might gather a group to give feedback when people go to tour.The shelter site, and all that information is on our website. It's www.friendsofseattlecid.com, and we also have a letter writing campaign on there, and we'll update it to update everyone on what we're doing, and hopefully people will come out and demand that King County and the city of Seattle to address our concerns.
他说呢，我们的中国城呢是一个文化的象征，是个亚洲文化、中国文化的一个象征，是我们的一个文化中心。我们要尽最大的努力去保护它，因为如果我们不这样做呢，那这个文化、这个西雅图、这个中国城就会慢慢变得不一样，它这种文化的象征意义可能会消失，甚至被改变。那所以我们要，我们可以做的事情呢，下面呢有三个日期，就是在9月20号的时候，我们会组织在市政厅去组织一个就是抗议的活动。那么在26号呢，我们会开一个会。在28号呢，我们会去现场那个观察的时候呢，我们会组织一部分人来给我一个反馈的意见。那这些具体的内容和活动时间呢，这个都在我们的网站。那么网站是呢 www.friendsofseattlecid.com。那这个网站呢，大家可以去看一下，里面还有一封就是公开信，希望大家都能来站出来，发出声音，参与我们组织的活动。
我们再进一下广告，广告之后回来。Let's have another break.
只有当我们每个人开车时都不分心的时候，我们的道路才是最安全的。正如惊现的司机所知，93%的人认为司机在开车时发短信会对安全构成严重的威胁。现在巡警正在对开车时使用手机的人进行巡查，所以为保证您开车安全，请将您的手机设置为开车免打扰状态，或将其放在够不到的地方。让我们齐心协力保持道路安全，开车时请别碰手机。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
惠安娜联邦医疗保险优先计划秉持惠人关怀精神，以您为先，专注支援您的整体健康，并提供各种计划选择与服务，让您能从联邦医疗保险中获享更多。更有华语持照保险经纪人助您找到适合的计划，拥有健康的黄金岁月。快致电855-649-7131，听障专线711，洽询华语持照保险经纪人。如果您刚搬家，新加入联邦医疗保险，或将满65岁，就可能符合资格加入新的联邦医疗保险优先计划。
欢迎回到我们西雅图中文电台《美国故事》栏目的节目现场。今天我们很高兴通过 Zoom 请到两位嘉宾 Gary Lee 跟 Tanya Wu 还有我们翻译陆毅参加我们的节目，来讨论我们就是这个惊现的一项政策对我们中国城的影响，然后我们也在探讨用什么办法来阻止这样的事情的发生。我们知道两位都提到，就是像现在不管是就是惊现，还有更大范围的，当然还有西雅图市政府，还有比如说Sound Transit 什么，很多政策对中国城的影响都非常的大。然后呢这个天涯一开始也提到了，就是这个Asian Hate 这样的事情，那么是不是好像是有点是系统的种族歧视，是吧？就这些政策是不是根源于系统的种族歧视？然后比如说那个 Sound Transit 它如果新建这个车站，会对中国城有，如果放在第五大道，那么可能会对中国城有很大的负面的影响。然后现在这个 King County 它新建这个，就是扩建这个Homeless Shelter， 就是对中国城也有非常大的负面的影响。那么这个是不是就是系统的那个种族歧视的一个政策？
Both of you mentioned there's a lot of policies from the county, from the city, and from other parties such as Sound Transit. Those policies have had big negative impact on Chinatown, on Chinese community there. So do you think it's originated from, and also you just mentioned Asian hate. So are those all from like a systematic racism?Including like King County wants to expand homeless shelter also in Chinatown. Like Sound Transit, they want to build something by Fifth Avenue in Chinatown. So that will bring great impact too. So all those policies because of the, you know, we have system like racism. So that's how it comes.
I think it is. It seems to be clear that.It is. They're kind of chewing away at Chinatown at two different directions. One is down by the Fifth Avenue area, and the other one is over there by Uwajamaya. And both of those impacts would obviously greatly impact Chinatown. And if they both happen, if they're planned, that could have negative impacts on property values.And I'm not the only one who thinks that way. There's other people who think that way. Lots of people have brought that up, that it could be a plan, conspiracy, something like that. But it seems to be possible and probable.
他说，他个人呢是觉得，他觉得肯定是的，他认为这确实是由于种族，系统性的种族歧视造成的，一系列的政策都对中国城有不良的负面的影响。他自己觉得呢，他们好像要从两个地方来把中国城给慢慢吞噬掉。一个呢就是第五大道这个交通公司公交公司在那里建
车站。
车站建在那里，那还有就是在第二个呢，就是就发生在瓦吉玛雅那边。如果这两个同时发生呢，一定会对这个中国城影响非常的大，影响到个人的一些财产啊，影响到一些安全啊。那他说不是他一个人就有这样的想法，别人也是有这样的想法。他说你可以说这是怀疑论或者阴谋论，但是呢，就他来看，确实很有这样的可能性。
This is a systematic racism pattern that is around for centuries, the model minority myth, the thought that we are the other, the foreigner, that we are not usually accepted. And so, especially with model minority myth, it's so dangerous because they think that, you know, we will rise above it and do well despite all of these challenges. They put in, you know, slowly take away Chinatown and they put in this large shelter with negative impacts.And they think that we are going to be okay, but it's very difficult. And the fact that they did not do any outreach or engagement, and we are not a monolith. We are so different and so diverse. And they treat us like we're the same, which is a very good example of systemic racism. And the fact that they're just not communicating with us, there's no outreach, there's no engagement, they're not talking to us at all.It's just years and years and years of forced policies onto our community, years of, you know, starting with the Exclusion Act and a whole host of history, Chinatown being pushed back from the waterfront to where it is now. We've had to overcome so much and fight so hard. And the fact that we are still fighting shows how resilient and how strong we are.But we have to let the city of Seattle and the county know that this is not okay. We put together the racial equity toolkit. Well, we didn't, but the community did. Auntie Betty, Uncle Brian, Uncle Frank put together this racial equity toolkit along with others to help the city talk to us and engage with us, but that's not being used.
他说这个几百年来呢，这个少数美国的少数民族啊，都有这样的一个发现的，有这样的一个规律性的一个情况呢，就是由于我们是一个移民外国人，我们就是没有被这个主流所真正的接受。尽管我们中国人的社区啊，这个经历了就亚洲社区，我们经历的很大的挑战，但是呢，我们这个群体各方面。在美国社会还是取得了比较大的成功，所以他们觉得没有关系，你们可以承受，其实这不行，这非常的难。那我们这个群体本身也是有非常多元，并不是只有一种声音在那里，可是呢他们从来就政府啊从来就没有来跟我们对话，没有把我们包容进这个对话和征求我们的意见，没有来尊重我们的想法，而是总是就像排华法案一样，总是把这些政策强加在我们身上。那我们这个华人社区呢，一直克服困难啊，坚持做出我们的反抗，表现我们强大和坚韧性。但是呢，我们是面临着极大的困难，我们希望能够用一些种族平等方面的一些。抗议的一些手段来跟政府去就是抗议或者说谈判，可是到目前为止都没有取得成功。
就是中国城对你们来说意味着什么，然后如果中国城西雅图中国城消失的话，就是对我们中国人来说意味着什么。
So both of you What does Chinatown mean to you? If it disappeared, what would it mean to you? Or mean to the Chinese people, Chinese community?
That would be terrible. There's only one Chinatown in Washington that I know of, and that's in Seattle. That's the Chinatown for all of us. And if it is destroyed or just left to fall apart, because they've ruined it so bad, that would be tragic for all of us.
Seeing this all around, sorry.
No, no worries, no worries. You can go ahead.
I can wait.
Okay, thank you. Gary 告诉我们呢，那会非常的糟糕。他说，据他所知，华盛顿州只有一个中国城，就在西雅图。它是我们大家的。如果它被毁掉了，它被解体掉了，那它是一个巨大的悲剧，对我们每个人来说。
We're seeing across the U.S. the disappearance of Chinatown. Like New York's Chinatown is going through the exact same thing. It seems like all the Chinatowns have similar problems. But in some Chinatowns, all that's left is their gate. And we don't want that to happen to our Chinatown. I don't live in Chinatown, but I grew up there. And I was there every single day after school at my dad's business. And I'm still there a lot.And it would just be, again, devastating to not have a home, a cultural home. Chinatown means so much to so many people. Bruce Lee grew up here. You know, Gary Locke, the first Asian American governor. There's so many important things that have come out from this community that we must preserve. And it's a reminder of where we came from and where we're going and our strength and the resilience and how important our culture is.
他说他发现整个美国这个中国城呢在渐渐的消失，好像是一个普遍的现象。那纽约的中国城也跟西雅图的中国城面临着同样的一个命运，还有相似的问题。那么这个他自己呢，他娘自己呢是从小在中国城长大，他每天放学回来在中国城玩，看父亲在那有自己的生意，那他觉得这个呢是他一个文化的家园，是他一个家，是他生长的地方。那么就是有这么多人都跟他一样，这里是他们的一个文化家园，包括我们的华盛顿州的前州长骆家辉，他也是在这里中国城这个长大出生。那么他说这个就是有一个文化的象征意义，它代表我们中国人的力量，我们中国人的坚韧不拔的精神。那这个要是这个没有了的话，这对我们来说都是一个巨大的悲剧。
Yeah, do you have anything else? Continue.
We really are hoping that if enough voices speak out and if enough people come out and let city and county know that, you know, we want to be heard and that in the future they need to consult us, they need to talk to us if they are doing anything that will impact our community. This is not okay, and we have to change it and make it better so we're not having to fight every single time, every single year, every single time they try to put a facility in next to Chinatown, because it seems nonstop. There's Sound Transit now, there's this, and what could be next? So we have to let everyone know that we have a voice and we have to be heard.
他说我希望呢，有足够的人能够走出来，有足够的人能够发出声音，发出我们的声音。那在未来呢，市政府能够重视我们，能够只要跟我们会影响到我们中国这个城的社区的问题呢，要来跟我们商讨，要来征求我们的意见，而不是强加给我们一个已制定的政策。那我希望的情况可以发生一些改变经过我们的努力和发声之后，不，未来的岁月当中呢，不再需要每一年每一次都需要我们去抗议，也去来抗议他们又强加给我们什么东西。比方这次是一个车站，一个庇护所的扩建，那下一个会是什么呢？那么对我们中国城产生这么大影响的政策呢，必须要跟我们来商量，直接这样子制定强加给我们是不可以的。
我们因为时间关系我们很快就到了节目的尾声。今天非常感谢天雅跟 Gary 参加我们的节目。在节目的最后，两位是不是用一句话来跟我们的听众讲一讲我们在西雅图还有周边的华人应该做些什么。
Okay, thank you both for coming to be our guests. We only have a couple of minutes left at the end of our show. Both of you, could you please give us one sentence, like to our audience,
So what is your hope to us? What can we do to help this?
We are still fighting against the city and the county to try to get them to make it right. And go to our website, friendsofseattlecid.com, and look for information there and come to our rallies and just show up. That would be great.
他说，请大家知道，我们还在反抗，我们还在抗议，那我们一定要争取得到我们应该有的正当的权利。那么我们的网站呢是 friendsatseattlecid.com， 那么那上面有我们各种活动的一些细节，请大家走出来参与我们的游行，跟我们一起发出声音。
I remember before the pandemic, you can go to Hinghe Park at midnight, and all the elders would be sitting listening to Chinese opera, and the park would be filled, and it was just so much happiness and everyone felt safe. Now that's not happening, and I hope that one day we can experience being at the park listening to Chinese opera again.
他说，他记得 Tanya 记得呢，在疫情之前，中国城的人呢，在晚上都可以到那边的一个清溪公园去看中国的京剧，去听中国的京剧，很多的人在广场上非常开心，觉得很安全。可是呢，现在就大家都不敢去了，因为不安全。那他的愿望是有一天大家能够仍然在网上聚在庆禧公园的广场上听中国的京剧戏剧觉得非常的安全和幸福。
好，谢谢 Tanya 跟 Gary 参加我们节目，也谢谢录音为节目做翻译，谢谢各位听众朋友收听。
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐，东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目，请记得收看 Crossings TV Comcast 有线电视 Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅$100就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮，请您向具有501(c)(3) 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scvaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话2066198698，2066198698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。